You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2, 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hi, I'm Turk Pipkin, writer and filmmaker from Austin, Texas, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. I'm going to play some film music this hour, mostly from some films that I've worked on, and I'm going to start with one of my favorites, Bob Schneider from his album Lonely Land, which was in a film I directed called Nobility. So let's listen to a little Bob.
There is a universe that can't be seen. It's just a feeling, if you know what I mean. A delectable dimension undetectable by sight. It'll fill up your heart in the dead of the night. Some say that it's an astral plane. It can't be described, can't be explained. World exploded in love all around me. World exploded in love all around me. Every time I take a look around me, I have to smile. Was our life just an illusion? Separation exists not in love, feel hard, but only in your mind. Real stories all around you. Even now it's around you. Even now I feel the power. World exploded in love all around me. World exploded in love all around me. Every time I take a look around me,
it's Turk Pipkin, your guest DJ, and that, of course, was Bob Schneider from his great album Lonely Land, but a song that I used in my film Nobility, and a way that I really loved. It was actually the first song that I chose for that movie, I think. I had been filming Nobility all over the world, and I had been interviewing Nobel laureates and looking at all these terrible problems we face in the world, and, you know, despite all of the those discussions, what I ended up with was all this beautiful footage everywhere I went of really beautiful people and beautiful kids, and it just seemed to fit Bob's song. So I had the bar set high for me because I'd been working on, I'd just written Willie Nelson's Still Is Still Moving for American Masters, which won an Emmy, and then I had been working as an actor on The Sopranos, so they had all this great music around me in these other shows, and it inspired me to aim a little higher with Nobility. So also from Nobility, I want to play a song from my old friend and yours, Willie Nelson, and I'll tell you about it in a minute, but let's listen to Rainbow Connection.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. And what's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do you think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one in the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
That guy can play some guitar and he can sing some songs. It is amazing to me how Willie, when he takes on a song, you know, there's Rainbow Connection written by the great Paul Williams and Kenny Asher and made famous by Jim Henson, a.k.a. Kermit the Frog. But then Willie sings it and it's all Willie. And I first met Willie in Austin. Stevie Ray Vaughan and I were at opening a show, Stevie as the band and me as the middle act, back in my juggling days at Auditorium Shores. And then after I did my set, the audience was screaming, "Willie, Willie." I think this was in 79. And Townsend Miller, the old music critic in Austin, said, "You got to go back on and do 10 more minutes." And I said, "They'll kill me. Why don't I go get Willie?" And I knocked on Willie's bus and said, "They're ready for you." And he said, "Yeah, I was wondering when they were coming for me." So Thank you, Willie, for keeping them from killing me. Also through Willie, a little bit later, and right across the street at KLRU at the original Austin City Limits Studios, 20 years ago, we did Willie's 60th birthday party, a fabulous two-hour CBS special that my wife was one of the producers and I was the writer, and we had all these great, great musicians on the show, including Bob Dylan. So Ray Benson kept telling Bob, hey, you should do an interview with Turk, and he hadn't done an interview for years and years. I finally got to interview Bob, and he finally said, yeah, sure, man, I'll do it, but I want to do it where there's people all around. So then it was really quiet. He said, it's too quiet. It doesn't sound natural, man. Come on, let's just look, we ran into each other. So here's the whole film crew you can't see and people standing all around talking. I'm interviewing Bob, and I say, hey, Bob, tell me about Willie Nelson, the songwriter. And he says, yeah, I have no idea what he's saying. I look and the producers are giving me the thumbs up. This is beautiful. Bob finishes and I can't answer. So I say, oh, well, tell me about Willie the singer. Bob looks at me kind of funny, like, you're not much of a conversationalist. So I never heard anything you said in the whole interview. And I listened to it later. He was brilliant. I kind of was weak. And that takes me from nobility to one piece at a time. When you make a movie about global problems, it turns out everybody wants you to make a movie about solutions to global problems. So we made One Piece at a Time next. And I guess because of Willie and knowing Bob, that was how we managed to get the film rights to this amazing little song. So let's listen to Bob Dylan from the album Oh Mercy. Hey, thank you, Bob Dylan. This is Turk Pipkin, and I have taken over the studio at KUTX. I'm playing some film music, and in that case, the opening credit sequence of my film One Piece at a Time. Bob Dylan, Everything is Broken, from the Oh Mercy album produced by Daniel Lanois. The great thing about One Piece at a Time is that Bob sets up the idea that their whole world is broken, which is pretty much most people's perception of the world. And the rest of the movie sets up the idea that the world's not maybe as broken as we all think it is, and that the solutions are out there, and they just need a little more focus. And we tend to focus on the bad things in the world rather than on the good. So Bob manages to sum up all the bad in one song, and it takes me a couple of hours to move it the other direction. The film's built around the idea of the rights of the child, and that we're all born with basic rights, where whatever country you're in. And that brings me back around to another song from One Piece at a Time, which fits into that pretty well. This is a Jack Johnson iTunes original that he did as a live album in the iTunes studios in 2005. So let's listen to a little mashup of Jack's song Fall Line and Where Do the Children Play?
Strange, make it blank, make it sink. It will make you afraid of change and often blame the box with the view of the world and the ones that fill the frame. I turn it up, but then I turn it off because I can't stand when they start to talk about the hurting and killing, the shoes that we're filling, the damage and ruin, man, the things that we're doing. God, we gotta stop, we gotta turn it all off, we gotta rewind. Started up again because he fell across the fall line. Ain't there nothing sacred anymore? Na 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 na. Somebody saw him jump. Yeah, but nobody saw him slip. I guess he lost a lot of hope, and then he lost a grip, and now he's lying in a freeway in the middle of this mess. Guess we lost another one just like the other. Optimistic hypocrite that didn't have the nerve to quit the things that kept him wanting more. He finally reached the core, he fell across the fall line. Ain't there nothing sacred anymore? Na 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 na. Na, 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 na. Well, I guess it's fine building jumbo planes, taking a ride on a cosmic train. You switch on the summer from a slot machine. Get what you want when you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Fresh green grass for the lorry loads pumping petrol gas. We make them strong, yeah, we make them tough, but they just go on and on till it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Hey, this is Turk Pipkin, and we are listening to some film music at KUTX, and that's Jack Johnson, a little iTunes original. From my film One Piece at a Time. If people are interested in these movies or learning about these movies, you can go to the Nobility Project's website, nobility.org, N-O-B-E-L, like Nobel laureates, which is how we started working with a lot of Nobel laureates, nobility.org. And One Piece at a Time was an interesting movie I filmed, shot most of it myself, with a little help here and there, but I filmed in 27 countries on 5 continents, and I only broke my leg once, and luckily that was in North America, unfortunately in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. It's quite an interesting film, and you can watch me break my leg if you like that part. A film also, and speaking of only breaking my leg in the Grand Canyon, the film also has another Bob Schneider song. And Bob was actually in the Grand Canyon with us. We were going down the river. In my case, I had a camera hanging over the bow of an aluminum jet boat in the big waves in the big rapids in the Grand Canyon. We kind of went wonky on one of the waves, and I busted myself all up. But the night before I busted myself all up, Bob sat around the campfire, and he played an absolutely amazing version of Big Blue Sea. So let's listen to a little Big Blue Sea by Bob Schneider from Lonely Land.
There's a waste, I know, and every day's a funeral. Cut out, I'm feeling lost. Lost my mind, I'm Mr. Frost. Collected all the evidence, I'm off the edge. I'm on the fences. Days like this that burn me, turn me inside out and learn me not to tell you anything I think I know. But I think I'll tell you all that I know. I wanna be alone, I wanna be a stone. I wanna sink to the bottom of the ocean. I lie there with you till I'm gone. At the bottom of the big blue sea, just you and me. At the bottom of the big blue sea. At the bottom of the big blue sea, just you and me. At the bottom of the big blue sea. Never know nobody better than I know myself, but I can't even figure out just what the fuck I'm all about. I'm singing, I'm swimming, wait a minute, I'm drowning, I ain't kidding around. Sometimes I think I'm gonna make it, sometimes I'm faking it. It's days like this that burn me, turn me inside out and learn me not to tell you anything I think I know. But I think I'll tell you all that I know. Anywhere, never where, made up my mind. It's getting weird, it's quit thinking. Might not get much better than the day I fear. Won't know true happiness. I tried so hard, I did my best, but best wasn't good enough. Oh God, I hate this stuff. And it's days like this that burn me, turn me inside out and learn me not to tell you anything I think I know. But I think I'll tell you all that I know. I don't wanna be alone, I wanna be a stone. I wanna sink to the bottom of the ocean. Lie there with you, lie there with you till I'm gone. At the bottom of the big blue sea, just you and me. The bottom of the big blue sea. The bottom of the big blue sea, just you and me. Bottom of the big blue sea. Since this darkness to burn, turn the inside out and learn. Since this darkness to burn, turn the inside out and learn. It's days like this to burn me, turn the inside out and learn. I
tell you anything. I think I know.
Hi, it's Turk Pipkin. We're listening to film music, and that's A Big Blue Sea from Bob Schneider's album Lonely Land, and also from my film One Piece at a Time. And by the way, if you're a Bob fan and you've never been to Monday Night at the Saxon Pub, there's a lot of great regular gigs, and it's not just Bob, a lot of great regular gigs in Austin, and you got to make your way around and pilgrimage to every one of them. But Bob's Monday Night gig at the Saxon Pub is legendary for years and years and years and years, and he'll be there next Monday night. I'll probably be there too. So if you want to come down and listen to some Bob and talk about movie music, after the show, not during, I'll see you at the Saxon Pub. We wanted One Piece at a Time to be known as the movie that built a high school. We built a water system and a computer lab at a little primary school, rural primary school, where I'd planted trees in Kenya. And I went back to cut the ribbon on that computer lab and drink some of the water from the water system. And had a little community celebration, and the people at Mahiga, Kenya said, this is all good, but what we really need is a high school. Have you noticed that our kids only go to the eighth grade, and then they're done? So we took the proceeds from our fundraising and from the distribution of the movie, and indeed built a really beautiful high school in partnership with that community. It's actually one of, I think, 18 partner schools that we have in Kenya right now. And while I'm in Kenya working on these school projects, which is fairly often, I get the great pleasure of getting to go and film some beautiful, beautiful sights. East Africa is so gorgeous. And if you have kids, you got to find some way to get your kids over there sometime, and so that they can see these wonders in the wild. And same thing applies to the kids there, actually. The kids in our schools mostly don't get into the parks and the reserves and where most of these wild animals live. So the kids at Mahiga, even though they're in rural Kenya, had really never seen giraffes and zebras in the wild, for instance. So we took them on a big game walk to go see the animals, and that footage and some other footage ended up being part of a segment in my film Building Hope. And it works with the music from Eliza Gilkison, a really beautiful song called Beautiful World. However, before we play it, I have to say this is an extremely shortened mix of Beautiful World. So if you like this, you need to check out Eliza's album, Beautiful World, and listen to the whole song properly. But let's listen to Eliza.
Shadow and light playing out on the land.
Beautiful World, beautiful song by Eliza Gilkison. Hi, this is Turk Pipkin. I have taken over the studios at KUTX. They've given me the keys, and I'm going to drive the whole thing home. We do an annual event. The Nobility Project does an annual fundraiser at the Four Seasons. That's always fun. It's originally was called the Artist and Filmmakers Award. I'm tempted just to move it down to the Willies at this point, but it's coming up in February, and it's a great event. We did dinner with Willie Nelson quite a few years ago, and we needed to raise some money for a project, and it was just 16 people and Willie and Annie for dinner, and we raised a whole lot of money because, as it turns out, it's not very easy to have dinner with Willie Nelson. And after it was over, we said, wow, what other Texas celebrity could we get and raise money like that? And we realized we'd have to get every other celebrity in Texas to equal one Willie. So that's what we did. And we invite 45 Texas great musicians and filmmakers and writers and artists to come down, and each one of them hosts a table at a big dinner at the Four Seasons. So a few years ago, Kat Edmondson, we invited Kat to play the first song at the Artists and Filmmakers dinner, and she played a Willie Nelson song because everybody that night was playing Willie songs. He was there, and we were doing a little tribute to Willie. Let's listen to Kat Edmondson, backed by Kevin Lovejoy, on It Always Will Be.
Sometimes I think that love is somewhere, living on an island all alone. I can feel it in the darkness. I can see it in the distance. And then it's gone. Know that it is time for me to go and find my favorite girl. 'Cause when I look into her eyes, I see all the love there is in all the world. It always will be. And it always will be. And it always will be. And it always will be.
Hey, it's Turk Pipkin at KUTX playing some film music. That's a live recording of Kat Edmondson backed by Kevin Lovejoy at the Artist Nobility Project Artists and Filmmakers Dinner at the Four Seasons from a few years ago. Amazing that she took this incredibly loud audience, and just, it was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. So when we did that show with Kat at the Four Seasons, that was a tribute to Willie, and we were presenting Willie the Feed the Peace Award, which is now called the Willie Feed the Peace Award, or the Willie. And there were a lot of great people singing Willie songs that night, Joe Ely and Robert Keane and Ray Benson, and Lyle Lovett was on the show as well. So I thought maybe we would just segue right into Lyle and Kat Edmondson from a new movie, a Christmas movie, because it's that time of year. And I wrote a book called When Angels Sing quite a few years ago, and Tim McCandless has directed a really beautiful version of that. It's just a movie in release now called Angels Sing. So let's listen to Lyle Lovett and Kat Edmondson from Angels Sing.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children, call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, Christmas time is here. We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside, joyful memories there. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Christmas time is here. Christmas time is here. Christmas time is here.
Hey, Griffin, can I borrow a ladder?
Yeah, that was Harry Connick slipping in with, "Hey, Griffin, can I borrow a ladder?" at the end of Lyle Lovett and Cat Edmondson and Mitch Watkins on guitar as well. Singing Christmas Time is Here from the new movie Angels Sing, directed by Tim McCanleys. Thank you, Tim. And based on my book, When Angels Sing. The movie is out. You can see it. We were playing at Alamo Slaughter for a while, but it's out on DVD and Blu-ray already now, and you can see it on demand. It's an easy movie to find. And really, I just think it turned out so good. Most novelists are very unhappy with what happens to their novels, and I'm the rare exception. They think Hollywood screws up their movies, and I don't think that, but maybe that's because it's not a Hollywood movie. It's an Austin movie, very much so. And it stars Harry Connick Jr. and Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson and Connie Britton and Lyle Lovett and Cat Edmondson and Marcia Ball and Bruce Robeson and Charlie Sexton and the Trishas, Joel Guzman and Sarah Fox. I left a bunch of people out, Dale Watson, Ray Benson. There is just an amazing soundtrack to this film as well, which is also out. So, and if you want to get a copy of the book, or maybe I could, I guess even though I'm not Tim, I could sign a DVD or a book, but I am doing a book signing tomorrow on the 15th of December at Barnes & Noble Arboretum, 2 p.m., I think 2 to 4 p.m., and then another one next Friday on the 20th at Mozart's Coffee down on Lake Austin, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and when you go to Mozart's, you can see their beautiful timed lights, music, Christmas light show that they do down there every year. It plays every hour on the hour, so we were really happy with the movie, and it's pretty cool to have so many great Austin musicians playing. I mean, I left out Carolyn Wonderland and Miss Lavelle, and gee whiz. So check out Angel Sing, and Willie has a couple of songs in the movie that are really beautiful. But I'm gonna play something else. Going to play something from Willie's new album. So this is Turk Pipkin, by the way, taking over the studios at KUTX, and I want to play something from Willie's new album, To All the Girls, this beautiful duet album he has had out, the number one country album in America for weeks on end, and for quite some time was right up there in the very top few pop albums everywhere in the country, which is pretty amazing for a guy who's 80 years old. So let's listen to Willie and Mavis Staples singing Grandma's Hands.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass." Grandma's hands. Grandma's hands soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's
to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, grandma's hands. To hand me a piece of candy.
Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell.
Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in handy. She'd say, Maddie, don't you whip that boy.
What do you want to spank him for?
He didn't drop no apple core.
But I don't have grandma anymore. And if I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for grandma's hands.
I look for grandma.
Willie Nelson and Mavis Staples. Hi, this is Turk Pipkin. I've taken over KUTX playing some film music and some other favorite music. That's hopefully film music from one that's coming up in the future from the Nobility Project. Last year, we presented the Feed the Peace Award, now called the Willie, to Blake McCoskey, the founder of Tom's Shoes and Tom's Sunglasses. And the Nobility Project shares a partnership with the SEVA Foundation with Tom's. And we funded with them an eyesight camp in Nepal to do eyesight surgeries. And pretty amazing, people were carrying in their grandmas from far across the mountains on their backs for days. They carried their grandmothers and their grandfathers on their backs to come in and have cataract surgeries and lens replacement surgeries. And they came in blind and they walked out seeing. And I said to SEVA, wow, Jackson Brown's been a supporter for a long time. Surely you've used his song, Doctor My Eyes, in a film about SEVA. And they went, wow, no, we never thought of that. So we did that right away. So thanks to Jackson Brown for giving us the rights to Doctor My Eyes for our film, Let There Be Sight. Let's listen to Doctor My Eyes.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Turk Pipkin on KUTX, and that was, of course, Jackson Browne and Dr. My Eyes, the opening and closing music for my short film, Let There Be Sight, which was released last year with the SABA Foundation on World Eyesight Day. And I think they funded 100,000 eye treatments through the campaign with that short film, which was pretty cool. And then we're now, Nobility Project's building an eyesight clinic and a surgical center in Khanbari, Nepal. I guess I could have played Kathmandu, but I don't think Bob Seger went to the same Kathmandu I go to. Jackson is really amazing, and his longtime support of SABA. There's a great story recently in the New York Times about Steve Jobs, how he wrote the first $5,000 check and donated one of the original Apple II computers to Dr. Larry Brilliant to found SABA. And an amazing, amazing organization that to save the sight of 3.5 million people in the world. So if you're a nonprofit and you're looking for a partner, those are the kind of guys you want. This year, very exciting, The Willie Award, the Feed the Peace Award from the Nobility Project, is going to be presented to Mr. Ben Harper. And we are so excited. We could barely stand it. Last year, the award went to Kris Kristofferson, and we had all these amazing people singing Kris songs. And everybody said, how are you going to top that? So we're going to have a lot of amazing people singing Ben Harper songs this year. Ben was gracious enough to give us the rights to one of my favorite Ben Harper songs for our movie, again, One Piece at a Time. So let's listen to Ben Harper and Better Way.
Fools will be fools.
Way. Love it, love it, love it. That's Ben Harper, Better Way. This is Turk Pipkin on KUTX. The Nobility Project, we describe ourselves as the Nobility Project, working for a better way. So I guess we owe more than one debt to Ben Harper. And that's partially why we're honoring Ben at the Artists and Filmmakers Dinner, the Feed the Peace Awards, as it's called now, February 9th at the Four Seasons. You can learn about that or get copies of our features. You can watch our short films at nobility.org or come by Barnes & Noble tomorrow at 2 p.m. and for my book signing and DVD signing of Angels Sing and When Angels Sing. And I'm going to finish up here, wind things up with a song from last year's Feed the Peace Awards at the Four Seasons, where we feted Mr. Kris Kristofferson, the guy who changed my life when I was a freshman at University of Texas and 17 years old. And I listened to a copy of Silver Tongue Devil and I and decided I didn't need to be in college anymore. I was going to live my life like Chris. And at every turn, Chris and then ultimately Willie have kind of led me along and to great things. And the debt I owe them is quite amazing. This song is Chris and the incredible Carolyn Wonderland playing together on the song that Chris and Janice actually never got to play live. And it's pretty great. It also has Lloyd Maines and Charlie Sexton and Lucas Nelson and Terry Hendricks on harmonica. And I just love it. So been great being on KUTX. This is Turk Pipkin signing off with a live recording. Kris Kristofferson, Carolyn Wonderland, me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded as my dream. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana, blowing sad while Bobby sang. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, next to mine.